and Network Health on the home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Consumer advocates are praising new federal rules to make it easier to get a refund when flights are canceled or changed. Mike Mohn reports.
The Department of Transportation says airlines are now required to promptly provide passengers with automatic cash refunds when they're owed one. Teresa Murray of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, says some carriers haven't adhered to these standards, leaving passengers in a bind.
And they would drag their feet and they would say, oh, well, you bought your ticket from a ticket agent, and so we don't know where your money is. Or here, have a voucher. And that was not acceptable.
But amid higher complaint volumes, companies will be forced to act quickly. The new rules, which are being phased in, provide clear definitions for travel disruptions. That includes delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms and temperatures in the low 50s. It'll remain breezy. For Monday, breezy and showers with a high near 68. Monday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 46. Clearing out Tuesday, sunshine 69, and a few showers possible Tuesday night.
Right now, it's 44.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk live with former and maybe future Congressman Peter Barca about his decision to run this fall in Southeast Wisconsin's 1st District.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Throughout this hour of Civic Media Spotlight, we highlight excellent morning show content from across the Civic Media radio network this past week. Kicking off the hour, we head to northeastern Wisconsin for a conversation with Meinau and the mayor, where they were joined by the vice president of the Wisconsin area music industry, Ron Brooks.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Meinau, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Meinau and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Meinau and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Meinau and the Mayor here in a good look. Look at us, 53 in Oshkosh, 52 in Appleton, 49 in Green Bay. How high is it supposed to get, Todd? You know?
I don't think it gets much. Not a great week, but then did you see it's going to be like 78 on Saturday or 76?
Really?
Did you see that, you guys? I think it's that nice.
Well, they're saying 67 today.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Yes, 73 Saturday. Wow.
I know. That.
Hope I have my bike by then. And my biker. I'm getting it. You know what I'm getting?
Please don't say that. Nope.
What's going on?
He's going to say he's going to wear those biker shorts. Guys who want to be. That is.
Well, he found something out yesterday. Remember what you found out? Tell the story.
I'm getting padded biker shorts.
Oh, yeah. Those. Wow. You're going to look great.
I'll tell you
great.
What. I think I'm going to look pretty hot in them. I'm not even kidding.
Boy, those are...
And he'll be sitting right next to you, Jim.
I know.
And if anybody gets a kiss cam, you'll be right.
No way.
You know what we're going to do, though, when I first get wear those here? You know what we're doing? Huh. Another round of leg lifts.
Oh, hey, that was...
We are. I'm serious. I beat you.
No, Todd.
Yeah, because I didn't want to get fined by Todd the $10. So I jumped up. Exactly.
I don't think so. Hey, Ron.
Good morning.
You know, Ron.
Ron Brooks is here from Whammy.
Right. And so the Wisconsin area music industry, right?
Yes.
And you recognize the artists in how many categories?
We have a little over 80 some categories now.
And we're going to go through all of those this morning. Yeah.
And the nominees are.
But unfortunately, we don't present all of them at the show because it's just not enough time.
And eventually, and I'm setting some things up, some meetings, and Johnny and I and you, of course, Ron, we're going to have a bricks and mortar place because I know you guys, and thanks for sending me that email, but we love the music and the arts. I mean, we have people on here every Friday that are...
perform live?
Are they up and coming or what?
Dennis, my good friend.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
he was in a band with me, by the way.
Really?
Oh, really? Absolutely. Yeah. I'll bring a photo of you sometime with the really big hair.
You know what,
stuff, though?
It's funny. I think every local musician has played with a different look at some point in their career.
You guys do get along.
We have Do you know Ramona? Ramona and the Flower.
That I
can't think of her other band name. And she was here. She was, and Dennis like, we played together. We're in the same band for a while. We
right.
Were, it's like, who it's, knows? It's yeah. Such a family of you guys interacting with one another, aren't
isn't that it is.
Yeah.
That it is. I can tell you that at the awards show, there's going to be a whole group of musicians where we all know each other from right. around here
yeah.
that are going to be hanging out.
Awesome.
Do you give a category in different types of music, right? Jazz?
Correct.
I got to ask, is there polka in there?
Yes, there know. Is. Well, that's such a big part of the culture here yeah, in Wisconsin totally. That, yeah, to omit polka would be crazy.
Yeah.
But the way the award system or the voting system works, the musicians actually self-identify what their categories are.
Oh.
So
well, you probably have to these days because country and pop are well, that, so close.
You look at Jimmy Buffett's going in. I mean, there's well, even when you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, there's not the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville. Uh-huh. I'm surprised like to see Simon and Garfunkel in there. It's like, really?
Really? But, why not?
I don't know. I just don't see those guys as country.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
They probably have been covered by a country artist on one of their songs or so.
Right. Do you have the big question he's trying to work his way into? Your barbershop quartet categories?
Jim, I happen to know who is on the running list for Hall of Fame. The Schmidt brothers are on the list.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So one of these years.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That's all right. Just let me know how much. And
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's, and I think we do, as I said, sometimes we get a little bit overshadowed with sports, and that's okay. We love sports.
Well, this is a town with a football problem.
And actually, we're going to try and get the NFL draft is going on. There's some people from Green Bay out there because we host it next year. So we're going to get somebody and talk to them this week about how it's going out there. But yeah, I think it's great that you recognize the art, the musicians, the artists in this area. And is it the whole state of Wisconsin, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's a really tall challenge
oh, yeah.
for the state because geographically, you know, if you're in Milwaukee and somebody is in Duluth, that's all. Long way.
Right.
And it's not a fun drive, you know. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's only 5 million people, and they all probably, not everybody, but a lot of people do something in music. And I think the interest in your I think, now I'm not saying everybody can play or sing, but there's more musicians than there are athletes, I would think. I don't know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, the big part of it, when you're in school, if you participate in any school music, is learning how to be part of a group. So it kind of goes naturally. When you think of all of the bands and the groups that started when people were in high school, you know, that's what we used to do to stay out of trouble, I think.
You know what's really cool, though, too, is when we're talking about these local artists that come through, it's really cool how, like, somebody like a Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, okay? Mm-hmm. He's got this young group that he's really encouraging, and they're called Decades, and they're 14, 15 mm-hmm. years old. There, you guys aren't afraid to share and to mentor and to encourage young up-and-comers. It doesn't seem to be like this jealousy thing of, oh, this, you know, this
or threatening.
Young... that's the word, threatening. I think that's cool.
Yeah, you know, what they all talk about pay it forward and that kind of stuff. But, you know, even my generation of musicians... We were looking up to other musicians.
Right.
And, you know, we would be at different venues and go, man, I wish I could play this place. That would be just awesome. My whole career would be made if I could play here. I have a whole list of those. So I've played most of them, thank goodness. But, you know, you look up to it and you aspire to it.
Right.
And there are always going to be young kids that are aspiring to be performers.
And it's cool when those people that they're aspiring to be take the time and the courtesy of helping them out, or at least just even, like I said, encouraging them.
Oh, yeah. I personally remember talking to people that were in local bands, and you really look up to those people, and you're inspired by them.
Exactly.
You know, every time somebody asks me for a drumstick or something, it's like, oh, man, here. Take two or three. Right. I'll even try and sign this round thing, you know?
Wow. Hey, what do you have a category for... Up and coming, or
yeah, we have a rising star.
Rising star. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, that's cool.
That's pretty much limited to. We try to keep that to bands that are under 21. Used to be 18, but
so that's got to be tough to pick a winner? You know what I mean? Like, who decides on, is it just voting the
it's
number
the membership
votes,
that
votes. And then the top vote getter.
How do they see all of these?
Well,
see, it's not the board that sees all of them.
Okay.
Really, when you self-identify, when you register at the beginning,
okay,
then there's a series of votes that takes place. There's two series of votes.
Okay.
So it's really the membership of WAMI that decides who is going to be the winner.
Got it. Right. Okay.
All right. That's cool.
Except for the People's Choice category, which is just an open category that you don't have to be a WAMI member to vote in that.
Do we know the nominees for the People's Choice Award?
Yeah.
Can you tell me that?
Sure.
I would just be curious.
By the way, with Ron Brooks from WAMI. No, go ahead.
Sorry. And WAMI, as we're talking about, it's an area, the Wisconsin area music industry. But this industry, there's a lot of industries, but they really honor and put into a, it's not really a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame. It's more of an online Hall of Fame. And they induct people. We're going to someday build a bricks and mortar Hall of Fame right here in Green Bay. But right now, and this when is the vote? When is the vote? It's coming up, right?
The vote is done.
The vote is done. When's the announcement? That's what I meant.
The announcement will take place at the award show itself.
And that's?
That will be May 19th, which is a Sunday. It will be here at the Epic Center.
Yep. Right.
Uh-huh. In Ashwaubenon, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knows Ashwaubenon, so you can say Green Bay.
Is that one of the? Is that on the list of names to spell for cities on the way in?
It might be.
You know what? I just went through Ashwaubenon the other night.
None of your damn business, Ron.
we're not cheating.
You're the music guy.
Yeah, so. Stay in your lane.
So the 19th, so who are some of the nominees for the People's Choice, which any of our listeners could vote on?
Oh, you can't vote anymore. It's all done.
I can tell
you some of the finalists
that
could be winners.
All right.
You're going to be happy to know that in the media award, Max Inc. Radio happens to be one of the finalists.
It's one of the shows that we have here on Civic Media.
All right. That's exactly right. Let's see. Another venue. We always have a People's Choice for a venue. Some of those would be the Appleton Beer Factory in Appleton,
Great.
Cactus Club, Fox River House, of course, getting into Madison, High Noon Saloon, Milwaukee, Kelly's Bleachers. Here in our area, Country Bar, Paulie's Pub and Eatery, which is in Milwaukee, right over by State Fair Park. A place called Shotsky's, that would be the Northwest quadrant. And then Steel Tank, Rally Point, that's another place. The Wharf in Manitowoc. Waverly Beach in Menasha.
Familiar with that.
And then, of course, we have to kind of divide it up into the small clubs and then the concert halls, which, of course, the Alpine Valley, Fox City's PAC, Gibson Community Music Hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
The music.
Big-time places. When we come back, I want to talk about the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Because you've got the nominees or the people that are going in, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, right. We'll talk about that. We got Senator. Did you hear me sing earlier, Ron?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. Leave it there, Ron.
Okay. We'll be back after this.
Mino and the Mayor is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WISS and WGBW weekday mornings from 6 until 9. To learn more about this show and all of Civic Media's programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Continuing on with this hour's Civic Media Spotlight, we now head to a segment from Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, where Pat shares his thoughts on why the Republican-led Wisconsin legislature is holding up the funding that's already been passed for several important issues around the state.
I suppose it will not surprise you to learn that when you ask what's new at the state capitol, it will once again involve the majority party not in session, on a paid vacation for, you know, 9 months or so here, but are once again being an impediment to progress in our state. And it's not something that anybody should take any joy in talking about. I certainly don't. But you have to raise the point when it appears other people are doing just that. We're talking about Republican legislators who have worked so hard for 5 years to do nearly nothing to cooperate with Governor Tony Evers since he unseated Scott Walker, that along with firing a cabinet secretary and department heads and taking the governor's proposed budget bill and throwing it in the trash and writing their own bill rather than working together, they have also found many ways to block funds that, again, the governor and other reasonable people would be using to help others. Recall how last year the Republican-led legislature, through its Joint Finance Committee, blocked millions of dollars for pay raises for employees throughout the University of Wisconsin system until they were able to successfully blackmail the system into pulling back on some of its diversity positions and programs. More recently, we have seen how, despite continued efforts around Wisconsin to free up the funds, there's still not a dime that's been spent of the $125 million meant to address PFAS contamination in Wisconsin drinking water. Again, Republicans are just sitting there on the money, unless they can somehow, again, blackmail Governor Evers and the rest of the state into taking polluters off the hook and making it tougher for the DNR to enforce the people who are polluting our water. These same legislators are sitting on $15 million designed to go toward basically a healthcare emergency in the Chippewa Valley, where two hospitals abruptly closed. They just closed. And that $15 million that had been allocated by the legislature previously, but still hasn't been released by the Joint Finance Committee, could be going to help augment the health services that remain in the Chippewa Valley. But they're sitting on that as well. So you can imagine my lack of surprise when I saw the headlines that said, Republican-led budget panel objects to plans for opioid settlement funds. The money from the opioid settlement that is supposed to be coming to Wisconsin has been stalled. The headline in the Cap Times says, opioid treatment money stalled by anonymous Wisconsin legislator. And the Wisconsin Public Radio version of the story says, Republicans on the legislature's budget committee have blocked a plan from Governor Evers' administration on how to spend millions of dollars from a legal settlement with opioid manufacturers and distributors. In all, because of a national lawsuit against the pharmaceutical industry, Wisconsin, between now and 2038, is going to get $750 million total in annual installments. And again, recently, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services released a plan to how to spend the next tranche of money that they're going to get, $36 million, in fiscal year 2025. The legislature could look at that and say that that is a sound plan. We have a huge problem with opioid addiction. We need the funds for recovery. Let's put that $36 million to work right away. Instead, they are sitting on the $36 million. And the way that they can do that through the Joint Finance Committee is all it takes is one member of the majority, and Republicans control that committee 12 to 4, any one of those 12 Republicans can object. And you don't even have to know who they are. One legislator can anonymously object to something, and the Joint Finance Committee will sit on the money until they decide what to demand from something in the administrative branch, whether it's the Department of Health Services or the DNR when it comes to PFAS money. Again, money that has already been designated. And yet the legislature added this extra step of saying, no, 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 you got to come to the Joint Finance Committee every time, hat in hand, saying, Mother, may I, and we have to agree with what you're doing or we're going to dictate otherwise. And that's exactly what's happening in this case with the opioid settlement money. And the thing is, when the co-chairs, the Republican co-chairs of the Joint Finance Committee, noted that an objection had been raised, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne sent a letter saying that the DHS request is not approved at this time, but the letter did not outline the nature of the objection or any details of any future meeting they'd like to have, according to the WPR story. Needless to say, the folks over at Governor Evers' office are not particularly happy with that. One of his spokespeople put out, and I'm updating the numbers for today here, that as of now, Republicans are on day 57 of refusing to release crisis response resources to stabilize healthcare in Western Wisconsin. They are on day 295 of refusing to release funding to fight PFAS statewide, and we are now 2 days into delaying critical resources to respond to the opioid crisis. It's a very real problem, and needless to say, when people in the governor's office are saying that it's just outright shameful, they're right. They're absolutely right. Now, again, this is not to say that Republican legislators should feel like, you know, they should just roll over for anything that the governor or the executive branch wants. Far from it. If they would like to be collaborative, the invitation is there, unless you're waiting for it to be, you know, engraved and the governor is supposed to, you know, serve it while dropping to a knee or something. But the door is always open to say, hey, can we talk about how we're going to spend this money? And by the way, as far as, you know, how the Department of Health Services writes it versus what Republicans would like to see, I think it's right to ask the Republican legislators, what do you know that's so much different? Where is your experience in this? Whether you went to, you know, medical school or you're a trained counselor or whatever the case may be. Kind of like they're doing with the PFAS money and the DNR. Again, we know where the experts are. We know where the scientists are. We know where the people are that have boots on the ground and can inform the plan that DHS has written up for the opioid settlement. But somehow you know better, but you don't want to tell us yet. And what that tells me is that there isn't anything substantive to this blocking of the money. They will release it eventually. They objected to some of the spending last year and eventually tweaked the numbers a little bit. They're doing it just because they can. Because they can fire department heads. Because they can throw away entire budget bills. It's something that looks good to the base. Look how tough we are standing up to the governor. But I think to more and more Wisconsinites, they're seeing this is a legislature on a 9-month paid vacation that does not want to get anything done that would be for the benefit of Wisconsin. Joe Zepecki is next. You're up north.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow is affiliated with the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 6 until 8. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tornadoes tearing through Oklahoma, blamed for the death of four people, including a 4-month-old baby.
It left devastation in its wake. Julie Cox lost her boutique in Sulphur, Oklahoma, and some of her friends lost businesses too.
I mean, that's just devastation. I mean, I have a lot of friends that own, you know, this whole street. We're all like family here.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
You just can't believe the destruction. Like, it seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
Millions still on alert. The threat stretches from Texas to Missouri. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu facing pressure at home and abroad over the war in Gaza. Thousands protesting in Israel today, demanding a ceasefire deal to free the hostages. ABC News confirming that Hamas.
Welcome to Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Step back three on the way. Lopez plants another one right in the heart of the cylinder.
This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
He uncorks a three and drills it. Damian Lillard is looking automatic again.
Tonight, the Bucks take on the Indiana Pacers in the opening round of the Eastern Conference playoffs from Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indianapolis.
Morris pushes the shot up from the free throw line and rattles it through. Bucks have climbed back to within three.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
From Indianapolis, it is game four in this first round series between the Bucks and the Pacers, and a big challenge tonight for the Bucks, who look to avoid a 3-1 series deficit. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for tonight's showdown. And Dave, the place we have to start, you can't sugarcoat it. The Bucks are facing a major challenge tonight, playing this game down 2-1 and doing so without Giannis and without Damian Lillard.
Yeah, this has been the theme throughout the playoffs for the past three seasons, starting in the first round. And once again, we lead the conversation talking about the latest addition to the Bucks' star-studded MASH unit. And, you know, already you mentioned missing one top 75 player. It looks like the Bucks are going to be without another here in Game 4, and we don't know how long this is going to last. But for Damian Lillard, he will now be missing time. So you have Giannis, who averaged 42 points, 13 rebounds, 5.5 assists a game against these Pacers in the regular season, missing every game to this point in this series. And then there's Damian Lillard, who's averaged 32 points, 5 assists per game over the first three games of this series, missing this game as well here tonight. So yeah, on paper, it looks like a heck of a challenge for the Bucks, and it certainly will be. You know, I really think these are intriguing matchups, though, just from a perspective of this Indiana team. I'm very curious to see what their mentality will be coming into this game. This is a young team and a team that hasn't been through a whole lot in the way of playoff challenges and all these different things that come with it. I think their biggest challenge tonight just might be, what is their level of focus? It's a maturity test for this group tonight, going against a team that is minus two of the best players in the game. So we'll see what that looks like.
Minus two of the best players in the game. It's a Pacers team that's already up in the series. We've talked about this a number of times already this season. Look, it's obviously a regular season game versus a playoff game, but you look no further than that game in March where the Bucks beat the Los Angeles Clippers. Granted, you had Damian Lillard, but no Giannis, no Chris Middleton. Doc Rivers has been very big in these spots where his team is undermanned. You're going to need more of that today. That other point, though, about this being a young Pacers team and a team that is all of a sudden now starting to get the expectations of winning, how do you manage that? Because we've seen the Bucks on the other end, too. Think back to 3 years ago in the Eastern Conference Finals when you were already up in the series and learned Trae Young would not play in Game 4. I know Bucks fans thought it was a wrap. The Bucks lost that game and eventually lost Giannis. That changed the series. And look, it's not to suggest injury would occur here, but it's always uncertain how teams will handle that, as we'll hear some more on that from Doc Rivers momentarily.
Yeah, and the good news is it is a Bucks team that showed off a lot of grit and resilience, and that'll have to be in full force for the Bucks to have a chance here tonight. As shorthanded as they are, they can play loose and a little more with that nothing-to-lose mentality. Even though you fall behind 3-1, it is going to get very precarious in terms of the Bucks' postseason chances, but you know, we've seen in the NBA that combination really dismantle more than a few giants in the league, including the Bucks squad on a couple of occasions. But Rick Carlisle has been preaching to his team that need to compete despite that other locker room, and said that, and he said it outwardly, he said, this will be the hardest game of the series. He said, I've seen this movie too many times, and we've all seen this movie. So, you know, he is really, I'm sure, very cognizant of that challenge in terms of keeping his guys focused the way they need to be in a postseason game. And you know, made note of the fact that you go up and down the Bucks roster in terms of the guys that will be playing in this game tonight. You got Chris Middleton, who put up 42 points. Bobby Portis has had a couple 30-point games. Brooke Lopez had a 37-point game. Malik Beasley's had a 30-point game. You know, so there are guys on this team that can score and have scored already this season, and he's really been trying to drive that point home to his team.
We will hear some more from Dave and get you set for tip-off momentarily. That is your pregame brief brought to you by Jockey. Catch all the information you need to know headed into tonight's game with the Jockey pregame brief and see how your Milwaukee Bucks stack up against the competition. For nearly 150 years, Jockey has been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. When we return, we already mentioned two of the names. We'll get you up to speed on the injury report. That comes your way next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit frederick.com/cancer.
Time for a preview of the game with Justin Garcia on Buckshots.
The way he plays, the way that I play, it goes together. You know, we can really benefit from each other being on the floor.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Well, time to take a look at the injury report for tonight's Game 4 in this series between the Bucks and the Pacers. Starting with the Bucks, the two big names, Giannis and Damian Lillard, both out tonight. Giannis recovering from the left soleus strain. Damian Lillard out with right Achilles tendonitis. Chris Livingston also out for the Bucks with a non-COVID illness, while the Pacers just without guard Ben Mathurin. He is out for the rest of the season due to a right labral tear. The injury report is brought to you by Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. When we return, we will get you caught up on the playoff scoreboard. Take a look at games played last night and the two that have gone final today. We'll do that next on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun.
It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Hey.
Justin Garcia back on the BMO Bucks Radio Network. Time to take a look at your playoff scoreboard, starting with games played yesterday. Things began in Orlando with the Magic evening their series with the Cavs at two games apiece after a convincing 112-89 victory. Franz Wagner led the way with 34 points. It also marked the seventh straight playoff game the Cavaliers failed to score 100 points. Game 5 is Tuesday in Cleveland. In New Orleans, the Thunder took a commanding 3-0 lead over the Pelicans with a 106-85 victory. Three starters with 20 or more points in the win for OKC. On to Miami, where the Celtics bounced back after a Game 2 loss on their home floor. They took it to the Heat. 104-84 final, a game the Celtics led by as many as 29. They now lead that series 2-1 with Game 4 tomorrow night in Miami. And the nightcap last night saw the Lakers snap an 11-game postseason skid against the Denver Nuggets with a 119-108 victory due to 30 points from LeBron James. A bit of an odd start to the game, though, or things overall for the Nuggets, who had several players without any shoes by the time of pregame warmups due to a mix-up and several players getting their insoles onto the early bus to the arena. Nuggets still lead that series 3-1. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Denver. Earlier today, the New York Knicks took a 3-1 series lead over the 76ers behind a transcendent performance from Jalen Brunson. He became the first player in Knicks history to score 40 or more points with 10 or more assists in a playoff game, finishing with a Knicks playoff record 47 points in a 97-92 victory. The Knicks now have a chance to close out that series Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. And the other game just went final in Dallas. The Clippers hold off the Dallas Mavericks 116-111. It was a game that saw the Mavericks come back from a 31-point deficit, reclaiming the lead late in the fourth quarter before some clutch shots from Paul George sealed things. Both George and James Harden scored 33 in the victory, while the Mavs were led by Kyrie Irving, who scored 40. Luka Doncic, by the way, with a triple-double, 29, 10, and 10. But the Clippers even up that series at 2-apiece. Game 5 will be played on Wednesday. When we return, we'll go courtside and hear the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel, it seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Fraidert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Fraidert.com to find out how.
It's time to go courtside.
That just shows our ability. You know, we have the kind of talent on this team that we can have stretches like that. I think for us is understanding the beauty of having that, but also not leaning on that too much.
On the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks and Hydride have teamed up with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin to stop hunger through Steals for Meals. Hydride will donate $75 to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for every steal the Bucks have at home this season. Thank you to Hydride for their support to fight hunger in our community. Time to go courtside and hear the latest thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Both Dame and Giannis were early scratches. Yeah. What was Dame able to do today?
Nothing. No, he didn't. He did treatment. We kept him back. He didn't go to the shoot around.
And then Giannis, you had mentioned he was going to do a workout today. Was that before or after he got scratched?
That was before. Yeah.
How did that go?
It went well. It went well. I mean, he moved, he shot. He's running now with no resistance. So those are all very good signs.
Just for you guys, shorthanded in this game, just Chris, is there something you circle as like, this is the one thing we got to get done to make sure we win this game tonight?
That's something on offense or defense? We got to make shots. It's a make-miss league all the time. We got to obviously rebound. I mean, when you get out rebounded the way we did the other night, you know, defensively we were fantastic. You know, if you take away their points after after the rebounds, they shot like 31, 32%. So defensively we'll take that effort all night. But then we have to get the ball back. You know, that's really important.
Back here, Doc, with some of the young guys who may get more of an opportunity tonight, is it a message from you, message from the veterans, or is it simply they understand the situation that the team
Well, probably a message from everybody. You know, in this day and time, my guess is they've gotten 15 messages from text varieties from everyone. You know, that's just the way of the land now. But these guys, since I've been here and before I got here, they're hard workers. They prepare every day like they're going to play in a game. I've been very proud of them all year. You know, people don't see the work that these guys do that don't play. They prepare just like they're going to play 40 minutes in the next game with the hopes that they can play 40 minutes or 1 minute in the next game. And so tonight, some of them will get that opportunity, and I'm looking forward to seeing them.
You'd mentioned an MRI for Dame. Did that give you any more clarity on what exactly his Achilles issue is?
Well, yeah, just Achilles stuff, you know, but that's as far as I'll go.
Do you expect him – is there any chance that he's going to be able to play in the series at all, or are you guys shutting him down going forward?
Shutting him down. That's a fact. So I can say that much for sure.
And same with Giannis, given you said it went well today.
Yeah.
I keep asking the optimistic word, but how does that make you feel about his
status? Optimistic more, you know, like I think there's a chance for him to play in this series. I really do.
We'll hear more thoughts from head coach Doc Rivers after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Bucks are back in the postseason for the 8th consecutive year, and it's time to fear the deer once again. We want you to be a part of the electrifying action and rally your support for the team. For all things Bucks playoffs, presented by BMO, go to bucks.com/playoffs. Stay up to date on information about team send-offs and events around the city. Get the latest updates from the team. Shop the hottest gear from the Bucks Pro Shop and snag your tickets too. Head to bucks.com/playoffs for all the details.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half-horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
On Valley Sports.
Dame time, Milwaukee.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one! It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Valley Sports or stream on the Valley Sports app.
Cousins Subs wants to make you a VIP. On Friday, May 10th, Donald Driver and Jordan Love will be hosting the annual Green Bay Charity Softball Game at Fox City Stadium in Appleton, Wisconsin. And this year, Cousins and Double D are teaming up to offer you a chance to be their VIP guest. The VIP winner will win a package that includes a meet and greet with Donald, VIP seating, food and beverage, and Cousins Subs for a year. Enter daily at CousinsSubs.com/softball. Now through April 30th, Cousins Subs. We believe in better.
Tune in at the start of each game for the Sargento Tip-Off for Homes. Every time the Bucks win the opening tip, Sargento will donate $500 to Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, time to hear some more thoughts from Bucks head coach Doc Rivers as we go courtside once again.
With Brooke,
is there a balance to strike with, you know, as a floor spacer guy who can make 5-6 threes in a night versus the guy who you may need to score in the paint and be effective? What's sort of the thought with leaning on him today, but maybe in
just where we can get the points from? You know, honestly, if we can get the points from the 3-point line, we'll take them. But I thought last game that when Bobby and Brooks start rolling, the game changed in our favor. And it's not just on rolls. Once they roll and we don't get a shot, the ball needs to swing, and we can find Brooks still down on the post. So he's proven over his career, you know, he can score in the post. He's just gotten away from it because of, you know, for whatever reason, but he can still do it.
You could pick maybe a half dozen guys about the opportunity that is ahead of him. But for Malik, a guy who hasn't had a lot of playoff success, hasn't played a lot of minutes the last couple of games, however you decide to use him, what kind of opportunity is this for him?
These are great opportunities for him, for a lot of guys. You know, the other side, you have been on this when you're playing a team that has all these injuries, and as a coach you're saying, hey, man, you can't let up. But, you know, for them, what they should hear is they should take all that personal tonight. Like, you can't let up, meaning if you just play, you get to win anyway. Like, if I'm hearing that, I'm like, well, you don't know me. You know, that's what each guy should say, you know. And so they have a chance to kind of prove that they're worthy. I think they are. I mean, everybody in this league, there's so many talented people in this league, and I think we have a bunch of them.
Coach, there have been so many playoff games that you've been, you know, part of, but just the overall chess match, the counters to those counters, how has that been in this series?
It's been great. I mean, it's been a great challenge for both of us. You know, they got up 20. We didn't blink. Stayed the course, made some adjustments, end up taking the lead, you know, in a game where you're fighting all kinds of injuries. And I thought our guys just hung in there. You know, they're throwing everything at us. We're throwing everything at them. It's the way it's supposed to be. It's actually a lot of fun. It's the way it should be.
That is Bucks head coach Doc Rivers as his team gets set for game number 4 tonight in Indiana against the Pacers. When we return, we'll be rejoined by Dave Kane and give you some final thoughts heading into tip-off on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Almost tip time in Indiana for game number 4 between the Bucks and the Pacers. Justin Garcia rejoined by Dave Kane as we take a look at this matchup tonight. And Dave, the million-dollar question, with no Giannis, with no Dame Lillard, it's even more imperative for the Bucks to dictate the pace. We saw them largely do that through game one, and I think, as you mentioned before, too, they did that for large stretches of the game in the last three quarters, but it's going to be most important to not have any first quarters like we saw in game three.
Yeah, this team's just not going to be equipped to come from 19 points down. That's the bottom line. When you're missing both Giannis and Damian Lillard, that's going to be a very, very heavy lift, and one that I'm just not quite convinced this group is capable of with the lack of scoring that they're going to have available. It's going to come down to defense again, and when we say it comes down to defense, we've talked about this religiously throughout this series more than maybe any other matchup. It comes down to not giving the Pacers a chance to run, and so far the best way to do that has proven to be with a disciplined offense that utilizes that strong execution, values taking care of the basketball. You got to make shots, and if you don't, you got to not leave yourself vulnerable for them to get going. So the best defense right now for this Bucks team really is offense. And you look back at that last game these teams played, you could make a case that the Bucks did exactly what they wanted to do, with exception, well, A, to that first quarter we just referenced, but also, more importantly, the lack of defensive rebounding. And that's the area that they simply have to be better at than they were in game three on the defensive glass. This is where not having Giannis really hurts. But, you know, clearly got to work harder at positioning themselves to get rebounds, and then having your head on a swivel to make sure you're able to get them better than you did on Friday night, when the defense was tested time and again with that. You know, they would lock down for long stretches of time, but the inability to secure those missed shots ultimately proved to be their undoing in a nip-and-tuck game that obviously went to overtime and was decided in the last 2 seconds of the contest. So, you know, that's where it all starts, and Doc Rivers said it. I talked to him earlier today at Shootaround about that, and he said when he looked at the film, a lot of what he saw was he would like to have seen the guards become more actively involved in that. Yeah. Said some assignments were missed there, not seeing guys, not accounting for guys that just easily swoop in. So, couple of things that I think really stand out in terms of keys for Milwaukee going into this game here tonight.
Yeah, and obviously you're going to have to hit shots, as Doc said at the top, too. It's a make-or-miss league, and look, the Bucks have largely hit shots. They're shooting 37% from three in this series. Not what we've typically seen from the Bucks for their outside shooting in the postseason. They've outshot the Pacers from the outside, but that's going to have to continue, you would assume, with no Dame and no Giannis, but it's those little things that we just touched on, the defense, slowing down the pace, and finishing possessions, winning those rebounding battles. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The game is next. Game number four in this best of seven series from Indianapolis, the Bucks and the Indiana Pacers. Dave Kane has the call of the action after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Flynn in the middle of the floor. His game has really stepped up in the second half.
Since he got the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard, he's been carrying this Bucks team. And I mean that literally. He's at the grocery store, but the team's in his wallet.
Here's the tap. And he's bought some asparagus. What a play.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks debit MasterCard. Plus, enjoy up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop at Pfizer Forum. Visit BMO.com/bankcard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the U.S. by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Welcome again to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where we are moments away from tipping off Game 4 in this best-of-seven series. Tonight, the Bucks attempt to even things up with an Indiana Pacers team that has suddenly put itself in the pole position, if you will, here from Indiana, following a wild overtime win in this building two nights ago. So that said, one win, well, that changes the math and the probabilities for that matter significantly. So that's all on the line here tonight. Hello, everybody. Dave Kane welcoming you again into our play-by-play coverage of the Bucks, or at least the team resembling the squad that Milwaukee hoped to roll out in these playoffs. For a third consecutive postseason, Lady Luck has had other ideas with high-profile injuries once again wreaking havoc on the Bucks' playoff hopes. We'll have more on that in a moment, but first, a few words from our partners. Bucks basketball is presented, as always, by BMO. They are the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go, Bucks! By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families.